The title of this workshop today is, Can We Accept Creation in This Scientific Age? Now, typically when you see a topic like this, I think most people see a topic like this and then you expect, oh, I'm going to hear about creation and evolution, right? Is that, how many of you actually thought that that's what you're expecting? Creation versus evolution. Okay, all right. So my experience tells me about five of you raise your hand, and there's at least five of you who think that, you just don't want to raise your hand. And then the rest, they don't know what they're here for, right? But this topic is not only limited to creation and evolution. You know, a lot of times we think, oh, when it deals with science in the church or at a retreat, it's just going to be creation and evolution, right? Because they're the two things that are conflicting, they're at odds with each other. But really, when we talk about creation in a scientific age, actually, this subject is much, much broader than simply learn a little bit more about creationism, learn a little bit more about evolution. Why? If you read the simple description I gave about the workshop, is our focus is to say our faith, right, our Christian faith is built on the foundation of what Jesus did for us on the cross, right? But the fact that Jesus died for us on the cross is because of what? Because of our need of a Savior, because of our sin, right? How do we know that? How did you know that you have sin and that you need a Savior and Jesus Christ is your Savior? How did you know that? Somebody told you? Maybe for most of us, somebody said, told us, right? But how do you know that what somebody told you is true? You ever thought about that? It's true because that's what the Bible tells us. And the Bible has to be telling the truth so we can place our faith firmly on something that is true, right? It's not based on what somebody tells me, because the next person will tell me something else, and how do I know if that's true? If somebody tells me there's no God, Jesus is not real, the Bible is just a story, do you have any evidence or any support for you to say, no, it's not? Right? Well, my pastor told me, my parents told me. Do you see, that's the problem that we have today, right? Isn't it? Because we go to school, we hear people tell us things, we hear teachers teach us things, and we learn a lot about science. We're kind of forced to when you're young, but some of us develop an interest in science, right? Who doesn't like science? To learn about the stars, to learn about the earth, to learn about the weather, to learn about physics, those are all fascinating things. But then we started to think that our faith is built on something that someone told us and there's no fact. And if that is the case, then our faith in God and our confidence in our salvation actually doesn't stand on anything. Do you see that? Okay. So when we talk about accepting creation in the scientific age, we are in a scientific age, right? We're not living in the dark ages. This is not, what year is this? It's not the year 600, is it? No. You're not hunting and fishing for your food. You go to the supermarket and you drive there, right? Or you order on your smartphone, okay? We are in a scientific age. That's where we live. But where does creation come in, right? So that's what we want to explore in this workshop, because to know creation that is recorded in Genesis 1 and 2, which is God's word, the confidence we have on it would allow us to have confidence in the Word of God, the Bible, which talks about our relationship with God, which talks about our salvation. And then so if we have a stronger confidence in the Word of God, we can believe in creation and still be in this scientific age, and we need to understand how our faith and science come together. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? When you see this picture, what are some words you could use to describe this? You see it, it could be words to describe the picture or the feeling that you get when you see a picture like this. Just go ahead and throw them out.
Cyber hacking,
all right.
Computer,
okay.
Memes.
Go ahead, say again.
Memes,
okay.
AI.
Okay, AI, artificial intelligence. Anything else? Couple more? No?
Anonymous.
Anonymous? Why anonymous?
Because
Hackers Anonymous? Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, somebody's honed into the hacking role here. What else? Anything else?
Something to calculation.
Okay, calculation. Okay, calculation, math. Okay. When I see this picture, along the line of what you guys are saying, don't you think about like words like science, like technology, computer, like STEM, right? What about STEM? Science, technology, engineering, math, like, right? Smart, right? Make a lot of money. I mean, you see this, you see dollar sign, right? The word intelligence came up. It's something to aspire, right? It's something that it's hard, but we know it's good. What about this? All right, some words that you think of to describe or to describe what you see or how you feel about seeing something like this.
Vintage.
Vintage, yeah, vintage. Yesterday somebody said retro. And I said, that's only because the Bible looked like it's an old Bible. It's not fresh off the shelf. And I put it on a piece of wood table. I didn't put it on top of like granite, right, or quartz. Okay, but okay, vintage. Yeah, that's true. Okay, what else?
History,
okay. What else? Go ahead, obvious stuff, like Bible. That's okay. Bookmark, that's fine, just come on. It's after lunch, I know, it's tough. So let's get our brain juices, you know, warmed up a little bit. Because if you're not warmed up right now, you're going to have a hard time later. I'm going to tell you, it's really hard. Okay, what else? Bible, vintage,
scripture.
History,
scripture.
What else? Anything else?
Worshiping.
Worship, okay, good. Right, faith, God, prayer, journaling. Feeling, huh?
Devotion.
Truth.
Okay.
Truth, okay. All right. What about this? Now you put them side by side. What do you feel when you see this? Like, what do you feel? So weird. Pastor James is talking about feeling. Some of you have the belief that Pastor James has no feelings.
It reminds me of Daniel. The book of Daniel, when it talks about the end times of knowledge transferring to and fro.
Yeah. Okay, knowledge of the end times. Okay. What else? What's a feeling you get when you see these pictures side by side? Do you feel that it's like tension? Like, it seems like there's a little bit of tension. Or like a little bit of conflict, right? Is that true to you, for you? I mean, we're talking about computer science, math, technology, intelligence, but over here we're talking about something kind of different, right? I mean, we're talking about something that's like old and historical and, I don't know, slow, faith. You know, when I see this picture, besides all of that, what's interesting is some of you might have this feeling like this is like Monday through Friday. And then this is Saturday and Sunday. You have that feeling? Like weekday and weekend, right? That's school. That's church, right? That's work. That's personal time, okay? That's intelligence, mind. This is like feeling and heart. Excuse me, somebody kept calling me. Like, this is the 10th time, so sorry. I don't know what the number is, but give me a moment here. Hello?
Same number that called 10 times.
Hello? Chi. Okay. OK， 那个对不起，我现在正在上课，所以我现在正在教课，我待会儿跟你联络好吗？ OK， 好， OK， 好，拜拜。 So bad.
I have this professor. I go to the school that the president is John MacArthur. And I have this professor, he's a great professor, and one day he's in a class, and his phone started ringing and vibrating. And then he's in the middle of class, and he looked and he goes, "I'm sorry, guys, Dr. MacArthur is calling me right now." And he just walked out. He's like, "Oh, Dr. MacArthur, I'm so close to John MacArthur through this guy who picked up the phone." And John MacArthur calls him personally. And I was like, we're just dead, and he was gone for like 15 minutes. Right? Because when John MacArthur calls you and he's working on some project with you, you do not answer his call. So funny, that was not John MacArthur. Somebody in the church, I don't know, lost his cell phone this morning, and they left our campground, and now he's trying to help me go find a cell phone for them. So that's a life of a pastor. Yeah, but I'm not recording this part yet. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, brother. I purposely don't want to record that. So that's not John MacArthur. You know, you don't have the influence. You're just a pastor. You pick up the cell phone that the people left behind. Okay, all right, we're back. Where was I?